This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Joe Biden is showing his age again. You know, it was really bad when he had the campaign slogan of, what was it? It was something really, really old.
I know he changed the name of his bus to the No Malarkey Tour or something like that.
Yes, that was it. No Malarkey. How old are you, man?
I have heard suspicions, theories that, in actuality, one of his campaign members is a Hillary mole who has been giving him really bad advice. Tell him, go right ahead with it, Mr. Biden. Malarkey, that'll really get to the millennials out there.
How does Hillary benefit from this?
Well, she could still run.
That's a scary thought.
I do believe that she's waiting for the opportune moment to swoop in and put her name on the list. I mean, she wouldn't be able to, here in New Hampshire, she wouldn't make it on the primary.
Okay, that's good.
But she could still run.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody can still run up until, I think, the day of the actual election. But if she's going to run again, I would think that she would want to win. And if she can't even be in one of the first primaries, isn't New Hampshire the first primary in the nation?
Correct. But, I mean, according to Hillary, she did win.
She
got the 2 million more votes or something. So
you mean nationally?
Correct. Okay. So Dan, the electoral college.
Right. That's different from not being qualified to run in a primary.
Well, I don't think any of them are qualified to run. Period. But
they're qualified to run. They're just not qualified to rule.
Correct. That's where I was going with that. They're in their mind's eye, they are the right choice. They can fix it all. All they got to do is get their hands on that power. And they could change everything. They can make it all better. But we know the truth that they're just nannies. All of them. On both sides, by the way. Just a bunch of nannies.
I found it odd that Joe Biden did ultimately go with No Malarkey on the side of his bus instead of something like No BS or something that would have actually appealed to the younger
crowd. Right. And that's what he needs. He needs the younger crowd, which...
I mean, he's got establishment Democrats, and I think that's it.
I don't know that he has any of them. I think that I don't know anyone who likes him. So here, for example, prime example, my boss, she's a lefty. This is at the post office.
Uh huh.
She's from Vermont, of course. Of course she's a Bernie Bro.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But to bring out the bubble that these people live in. Of course, we have kind of a divided workplace, so there's a little on the left, a little on the right, and then there's... So I'm really the only one who'll talk politics because I can get away with it.
Yeah.
Everyone else is kind of quiet as to where they stand. But I think the news was playing and Biden got brought up, and I think I said something to the effect, creepy old Biden, creepy old Uncle Biden.
Yeah.
And my boss, she looked at me, she's like, well, what's that all about?
JoeBiden.info.
And I'm like,
that's all about.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you don't know anything about Biden sniffing kids and having kids on his lap, and he's
talking
creepy
about them rubbing his leg hair and learning about roaches and just all kinds of.
She had not heard any of these stories. I'm like, you got to be kidding me! I mean, she's a Democrat. She's always asking me which candidate she should vote for. I'm like, well, if you've got to vote Democrat and there's a gun in your head, you vote Tulsi.
Yeah.
And no, she had never heard any of these stories. I'm like, what rock have you been living under? This guy. That's all you have to do is just Google Biden, Biden,
yeah.
And at least one of the top picks is going to be him sniffing some kid. But she was oblivious. She had not heard any of it.
Despite his weird fascination with young kids, he seems to be completely out of the loop and incapable of reaching people who are younger.
Mm-hmm.
with his politics.
Yeah, he's like an old Monopoly piece. He's like, he needs to be phased out. He is seriously in another time.
Yeah. So coming to us from TechSpot, politicians rarely have anything good to say about video games, and former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is particularly unimpressed by the industry, calling developers that he met at the White House creeps and arrogant, who make games that teach people how to kill.
like the military doesn't do any of that.
Well, yeah, they certainly do, but video games kind of don't.
Well, I mean this is an age old debate as to whether
not for anyone under 30, not even for anyone under 40.
I mean the age old debate is that video games make us violent,
right?
Which is
Under 40 even what's the word I'm looking for? Even entertains the possibility.
Well, all you have to do is look at the stats. Violent crime, homicide, it's all going down. So more video gamers are actually present, and yet and violence is going down. So how is that? Where do you get off saying that?
Well, correlation Call of certainly Duty, doesn't equal causation,
right?
So I'm not going to say that the two are linked, but violent crime is definitely on its way down.
Except, well, I mean, what about violent and the pro violent video gamers will say that the school shootings are going up, and that's where you get these nutty kids.
When you say pro-violent video gamers, you mean the anti-video game people.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's their contribution.
Is school shootings?
School shootings.
Might as well blame Marilyn Manson and Eminem.
And Doom.
And of course they did. But it's just people need a scapegoat to blame when something horrible like that happens. I don't really blame them for that. I just wish they would find a better outlet.
Well, he's got to blame something, and he's been on this bandwagon since the beginning. He's always been against the video. He's always been on the video games are bad for you side of the debate.
It's curious that he would call someone a creep. I mean, his nickname is Creepy Uncle Joe.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone else has called him that, but if he comes to Keene, which I'm sure he will, and I'm available, I want to ask him if I can stroke his leg hair while he sniffs my hair.
I think he was in Peterborough, just a town over, and he did have some people in the crowd who stood up and asked him why he was so creepy.
I would just embrace the creepiness. Your leg hair?
And about the Ukraine money.
See, I don't care about any of that. That's just corrupt politics crap. I don't care. I mean, that's what politicians do. Is they abuse their positions for their own personal benefit.
I think that he would rely on his old age, and that he does live in a different era where it's okay to have a kid sitting on your lap and stroking their head. Because
they stroked his leg hair, apparently. Have you seen the animated cartoon of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so someone took his speech and they made an animated cartoon to go with it. It's phenomenal. We have to watch it at the break.
Is it the No Agenda clips?
No. It's way better. So Biden, who is currently campaigning to become the Democratic nominee for the 2020 presidential election, which is kind of like running John Kerry against George W. Bush when you really think about it, is like the most bland, boring Democrat you can find against a Republican who just everyone hates George W. for slightly different reasons.
Right.
And you're still going to manage to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think any of them. Warren, Steyer, which, by the way, I think I've gotten like 20 plus pieces of mail from Steyer, and I don't even know who the hell he is.
I don't either.
He's just some rich guy. Who else?
He just pops into my feed and my YouTube videos from time to time, and I just keep scrolling.
I mean, no one likes any of these guys. But I do believe that they could get behind Hillary, and I do believe she's going to swoop. I think she's going to put her name in the hat. She's just waiting for more heads to roll, more people to jump out of the race, and she's going to come in and she's gonna be like, well, I didn't really want to run, but it looks like I have to, because just look, none of these guys are going to beat Trump, and I'm the only one
who has lost to Trump.
Exactly. Who stands a chance in hell. So I'm just going to have to take one for the team and put my name in the hat.
And, you know, people would buy it.
Yes, they would.
Despite the fact that she is literally on record as losing to Donald Trump.
Correct.
People would still buy into this idea that she somehow is the only one who can beat him.
Yep.
I guess it's all that political machinery she has backing her. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the Democratic front runners? That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And here is a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate features David Friedman, who is Milton Friedman's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be taking the ridiculous approach that government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Perlstein will argue in favor of it. Be part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Now, we're making fun of creepy Uncle Joe. Because Joe Biden, he sucks. And he so overwhelmingly reminds me of John Kerry that I can't believe Democrats are going to make that same exact mistake again.
I think he is not as boring as Kerry. Kerry was just boring. But at least Biden has so many gaffes that, I mean, he's just, everything that comes out of his mouth can be snipped and made fun of.
That's an excellent point. Speaking of, I forgot to pull up that cartoon during the break, but before we get back into making fun of Joe Biden, let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of the presidential primaries, we've got a couple of points to make. I've been doing the town halls and checking out the candidates. And one thing at Exeter High School, where Bernie Sanders was going through the usual garbage, he also made a very valid point about the news media. And he said that if he were to slip and fall on a banana peel up on the stage there, that is the one thing that they would report. Nothing about the economy or health care or any other stuff. They would report that he slipped and fell on a banana peel.
So Sanders is essentially saying that the media is biased,
true.
Fake news. That's fake news.
They're biased towards whatever gets people to watch. Because you've got a million couch potatoes with their thumb on the remote, and there's cartoons and pro wrestling and football on the other channels and soap operas, and you've got to keep them glued to it. And Bernie Sanders slipped and fell on a banana peel is something that will keep them watching a lot more than anything boring. And voters like that are unqualified. They have no business voting if they don't care about the issues. But I also
I don't know if Sanders is correct. I don't think it's that, you know, people are disinterested in his economic positions and things like that, because the New York Times, MSNBC, all of those, they will talk about Joe Biden's and Elizabeth Warren's economic ideas. I think it's just that they don't like Bernie Sanders.
This is true. They are trying to railroad him, and it doesn't. But you're right, Tom. All you have to do is look at the last debate, and all anyone heard from that silly debate was the hot mic, where Bernie was saying, or Warren was calling Bernie a liar, that you lied to me on national television. That's all we know about that debate, because it was just so boring. But you're right. The news media is only going to report on things that the couch potatoes want to, that'll get them interested, and they're also trying to railroad Bernie.
And can I bring up something else? I also have been following Tulsi, and, she is pretty much the same as the others on the positions on the issues, except the one major one, as a member of the National Guard currently and as a soldier who's been deployed to Iraq and as such, and a member of Congress since 2012, your experience in Congress on House Foreign Affairs Committee is pretty much equivalent to if she was in the Senate all those years as far as political experience. Andrew Yang, President of the United States is not an entry-level job in politics, but she's against the wasteful regime change wars. And I think that, you know, as much as so many people believe that Barack Obama would pull the United States out of Iraq and then he reneged on that, hey, I think Tulsi, watching her on the stage, going to these town halls, this is an issue of great personal importance to her, and I think that she would actually deliver on that. And, you know, you put...
That is why I wouldn't vote for her in the 2020 election. That, and because I don't support actually voting in presidential elections, I would do it, but only because the person I would vote for wouldn't win anyway. But, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, we've heard these stories about peace and stopping regime change wars and all of that before, and it was, in fact, Barack Obama and the lies he told us about it that caused me to become a libertarian.
Yeah, now, I think Tulsi would actually do it, but that's, I mean, if you have to pick terrible a Democrat or even worse Democrats, and this is only the primary, and there is no libertarian primary in New Hampshire, and the other option is...
There is. There was just a libertarian primary in New Hampshire. It was won by Vernon Supreme.
And, okay, so then that's over. And if I'm still undeclared, then I have the option of going in there and picking up a Republican ballot and voting against Trump by voting for Bill Weld. But, you know...
I would cut off my hand before I wrote down Bill Weld's name on any voting form whatsoever. I would vote for Trump before I voted for Bill Weld.
Anyone from Massachusetts.
At least Trump didn't claim to be a libertarian, despite all of his flaws. At least he didn't do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, if there's a real libertarian running in November, then I'll vote for the libertarian. But, well, Tulsi is trailing in the polls. I do have to mention...
Yeah, she has no chance of winning the nomination.
If you vote against the best, whoever's the best candidate, if you vote against them because they are trailing in the polls, then you are as guilty as the rest of them who vote for somebody worse. So never mind the polls and never mind Iowa, because they pick corn, we pick president. It's our job to evaluate the candidates. Yeah. I don't like any one of them, actually, but I would say that as all of the Democrats being equal, except that Tulsi would actually pull the United States out of the regime change wars, and she would actually do it, and the others... And she would end the failed.
That's putting a lot of faith in a person who's from a class known to be liars, Tom.
But she
so was Obama. Hope and change, brother.
You would have to be there at these town halls and listening to her.
Yeah, it's called charisma. Sociopaths and psychopaths, they get very far running on just charisma. Just getting people to believe their lies.
Tom, you said you've been to a lot of these meetings here in New Hampshire. What has the turnout been for each candidate?
Well, the biggest ones were for Warren and Sanders. Those are the humongous ones. I didn't go to, I missed one I forgot about for Pete, the homosexual guy from Indiana. And
Tom, thanks for the call. We're heading out to break. More about Joe Biden and probably Tulsi Gabbard coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think about the current Democratic field? 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's impeachment trial opened with the vote to block a subpoena for White House documents related to Democratic allegations the president abused the power of his office by withholding security aid from Ukraine. The Senate Republican majority defeated the measure 53-47. Regarding this last-minute resolution, the president's deputy counsel, Patrick Philbin, says,
if a litigant showed up in any court in this country on the day of trial and said to the judge, actually, Your Honor, we're not ready to go, we need more discovery, they'd be thrown out of court and the lawyers would probably be sanctioned.
President Trump is wrapping up day one of his time at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president has meetings set on Wednesday with economic leaders from around the world and will be back in Washington, D.C. late Wednesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet. It's the mobile wallet that I actually use in day-to-day life. This is not just me talking about something that we're advertising. No, I actually use the Edge Wallet for both personal reasons and for Ladies Night Out, which is being planned for ForkFest. But it's a wonderful mobile wallet. You don't have to do any of that 24-word passphrase crap. None of that. All you need to do is set up a username and a password. And from there, you can log into Edge to recover your cryptocurrency if you get a new phone or if you break your old phone or whatever. As long as you know your username and password, you can always get back into it. It will buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Core, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. With a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, they've been building it since 2014. You can check out more about it at edge.app. That's edge.app. Or just look it up on the Google Play and Android stores, or Google Play and iOS stores. Sorry. It's the best mobile wallet out there. But, surprise, we've got Mark calling from the Northern Marianas Islands. Mark, welcome back.
The one thing you can say about Trump is, at least he didn't call himself a libertarian.
Yes, I will.
By the way, what was that back there? Was that a bird? Or was that your chair squeaking?
Closing the window so there wouldn't be any noise, and made noise.
Yep, you sure did.
I would definitely agree, though. I mean, I was the one who said that. Now you know, you were just kind of poking fun at me for saying that. But yes, the one good thing that Trump did was not call himself a libertarian.
I mean, I suppose that's fine. It doesn't mean anything to me particularly. But I heard an interesting theory. You guys were talking about Tulsi Gabbard there. And I heard an interesting theory that I thought I'd share. I think I endorse the theory. I'm not going so far as making a prediction here, but I just kind of like it. You know, it appeals to me. So she was the only one. She quit the Democratic National Convention. I mean, she was on the path to power. And this is the reason they hate her, is because she quit the DNC to support Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, wasn't Tulsi Gabbard like the Debbie, what was her name? She was like the, what was her position within the DNC? I guess is my question.
In front of me, but it was
Wasserman Schultz. Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Yeah, that's
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, who was who replaced Kane, who stepped down presumably to get the VP slot.
Right.
For so that Wasserman Schultz could take over and do a better job for Clinton, presumably.
So they don't like Tulsi Gabbard because she supported Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton?
I believe that I believe that to be true. That certainly sounds completely believable. Basically, as soon as Tulsi Gabbard came out, they were calling her every name in the book. I mean, hit pieces were out on this lady from the very beginning. And, you know, if you believe that the media tends to slant left, I do, then they're going to be paying attention to leftist politics. Leftist politics says that that Gabbard's a bad person because she betrayed the party. And therefore, everything that Gabbard does needs to be attacked. So when Gabbard says, you know, these are foreign wars of aggression, well, that needs to be attacked. And this is what's turned the left to be now less anti-war than, say, they could be otherwise. Just a theory.
If she adjusts some of her positions, I dare say that Tulsi Gabbard would be more at home within the Libertarian Party than Bill Weld was.
Yeah, I think that that some adjustment would be good. But she's basically your standard issue leftist on every domestic policy out there. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. You know,
what is a standard issue leftist?
What's that?
What is a standard issue leftist? I mean, like, that's all, you know, trans rights, gay rights kind of stuff.
Basically.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, every form of socialist policy. I don't, you know, when it comes to new created rights, I tend not to be very, you know, supportive, but I'm supportive of people to dress how they wish and act how they wish, so long as they don't aggress against other people. So I'm for gay and trans rights, if that's what we're talking about. But you know,
I'm for individual rights, you know. And yeah, I imagine you agree.
So let's say for a second that Sanders manages to pull this off, and it looks like he quite possibly could. I can't see why creepy Uncle Joe would make the cut. He's the single worst choice the Democrats could make.
I don't know. Elizabeth Warren is pretty bad, too. She does happen to be a female,
though.
Yeah, but she's not
creepy.
No?
Not creepy. And she doesn't have years and years and years and years worth of policy that you can point back and say, well, you said something different here, Joe. He's the consummate flip-flopper.
Yeah. But so was Hillary, and that didn't seem to really hurt her any. I mean, so is Trump, and that didn't hurt him any.
Agreed. Maybe we're in a new area of flip-flopping. I don't know. I just don't think that it would be the worst choice they could make is to put Biden in. And I'm talking from a strategic standpoint, not from a policy standpoint. They all suck from a policy standpoint. They're Democrats. But if Sanders manages to get in, whose policy sucks, maybe he'll feel some loyalty. Sanders is the closest on foreign policy, although he doesn't trumpet it like Gabbard does. He's the closest to Tulsi on foreign policy. And I'm sure he likes her quite a bit because she stepped up and did something. She's a woman. She's an ethnic minority. She's a religious minority. And I tend to think that she may draw in some votes that Sanders couldn't draw in on his own, especially with her anti-war policy. And it's not like Sanders is a young man.
I
and
hope
the way
that Tulsi...
he hollers all the time, he's probably going to go out in a blaze of glory as opposed to lingering for a while.
I would hope that Tulsi has more self-respect than to be Bernie Sanders' running mate, if that's what you're getting at.
I think that that's what's going to happen, and why not?
Because Bernie Sanders sucks on everything. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard sucks on everything, too, except that one position, which is somewhat tolerable.
It does make sense. He would be looking for a female.
Oh, yeah.
From the
That's
other,
a given.
From the other side of the country, so they have their, you know, they can play both sides. And she has supported him, so I think it makes perfect sense.
Also, Sanders is pretty good on the war issue. It's just that he doesn't talk about it as much.
Well, as I understand it, he tends to vote yes on the war issues when it means that the state of Vermont is going to get money to build more bombs and aircraft parts.
He's a career politician?
Well, yeah, and that's kind of the issue. If it's going to make the United States wealthier or whatever, then he's going to vote yes on the war.
We're not talking about who's going to be a good president here, Aria. We're talking about who's going to be the president here, Aria. And,
well, I don't think it will be either one of them.
Well, who do you think will get the nomination?
If they send Sanders and Gabbard against Trump, it will be Trump and Pence again.
But it's got to be Trump and Pence again anyways.
Not necessarily.
I think this is a given at this time.
The thing is...
A whole year out, I'm saying it's a given.
The thing in 2020 is to run the most bizarre, obnoxious, weird candidate that you can find. And the Libertarian Party so far is doing that with Furman Supreme.
Yes.
Furman Supreme, John McAfee, as president and vice president, would beat Donald Trump. Simply because the shenanigans around those two are impossible to not watch.
I don't know that we can trust John any longer. He's a liar at this point of the game.
And nuts. But he's always been nuts, and he's always kind of been a liar.
That McAfee can recover from the eat his...
Yes.
Situation, and the way he could do that is simply to have an English dessert called Spotted Dick.
Yes, that was. And it would have been so easy. Or he could have bought a cow and named him Dick.
That would have all been disingenuous, though.
How is he? But how is he actually going to do it? It's not.
There was no ambiguity about his bet. Everyone knew what he meant.
Look, it's a joke, and he was wrong, and people make predictions in their
way. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And we're making fun of creepy Uncle Joe and his attempts to destroy himself in any rapport he might have with people who are under the age of dinosaurs, I guess. I don't know. Biden, the best way to characterize Biden, though, is definitely he's just a dinosaur. He is a relic of the past.
I think a lot of Warren's a dinosaur. Yeah.
Hillary, certainly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And a lizard.
Yep, probably. Yep.
And maybe even a clone.
And see, and that's what's dangerous. We have to watch out for these cloned lizard people.
I mean, I'm telling you, all they want to do is raise the Earth's temperature so it'd be more, you know, beneficial to their cold skin.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm laughing like hell, you know, because the Democratic candidates, who in their right mind is going to take them serious? I listened to the so-called impeachment hearing today. People are, the Democrats are suicidal. I mean, the minute you start to hate, then you're going to end up committing suicide sooner or later. You got Joe Biden. He is, I mean, who's going to take him serious? And Elizabeth Warren, she is so daffy, I tell you. Their candidates are nothing, and Trump is going to humiliate them. I think what the country should do is come together behind Donald Trump and give him a Congress and the Senate next time so that he can bring this country back into what it can really be for the future. But the Democratic candidates, man, I tell you, and this impeachment, Aaron, I mean, you young guys in there, you ain't got no future if we don't elect President Trump again.
We don't have a future anyway. All right, let's just be clear
about
that.
Why don't you commit suicide now?
Because I want to ride. I want to ride the train wreck until it comes to an end.
Right off the cliff. Right off the side of the cliff.
Well, you might as well ride it with a champion like Donald Trump.
I don't know to what extent Donald Trump is a champion.
He's not a champion.
Well, I'll disagree with you. I disagree with you all with all the Trump concepts there, but I do agree with you on the Democrats. They are at this point in the game.
I don't think Larry is actually being sincere. I don't think he actually likes Trump.
I'm color too. I tell you, I was a 64-year-old color man right here in Indianapolis for many years, right?
Right.
And I'm a Democrat basically, but with the stuff they got, they had Hillary the last time. She
what
was
were they
stupid.
Thinking?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, Trump's been a Democrat his whole life. Do you think he changed 2 years ago? Do you think he's still
a
Democrat?
He's a good man.
Done whatever was most politically expedient at the time.
All his buddies were Democrats, and he's trying to sell them houses.
Yeah.
Hotels.
Well, my friends here in town have rebuked me. Because I go along with Donald Trump, but you know what I'm looking to get next time?
You're being serious. You actually support Donald Trump?
I do support him. I adore him because he is bringing this country back to prominence in the world, and he is beating our enemies down. Hey, I'm getting a MAGA hat.
You do have a MAGA hat, right?
I'm going to get one as soon as I find out how to order one without getting online, but I'm sure I can find a friend to help. I'm a dinosaur, I tell you. But, you know, how old are you guys? In your 40s?
I just turned 41 yesterday.
Okay, well, you got a long way to go, but you're going to find out that people like Donald Trump are once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, and they occurred the right time.
I agree entirely with that.
to help us get back on course as a
country.
And
I hope it stays once-in-a-lifetime.
How's that now?
I hope it stays once-in-a-lifetime. If he wins in 2020, then it's twice-in-a-lifetime.
So I guess you agree with the Greta Thunberg girl, too, right?
No. I don't think any of us in this room are on board that sort of shit. That train is...
I don't know. I don't know or care if the climate is changing because it's going to do what it's going to do, and
it's
humans are either going
to do.
Yeah, humans will either adapt or they will die out.
That's right. You adapt because you know the human species is really like a cockroach, right? They can survive, and the baby can thrive. You know, sometimes you talk about you got babies born with deficiencies and so forth. Are crack addicted, they can thrive all the way through that, and kids can thrive too. But there's nothing we can do if we do have climate change. But Greta Thunberg is a comedy clown, and she got the Person of the Year award from people that, you know, another thing I admonish you guys to do the last time I told you is find out what's behind political correctness, you know? And that is the Civil Rights Act of 1964. George Wallace explains that in his speech, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a hoax, a fraud.
What do you consider to be political correctness?
All the stuff that's going on now, like our kids. I was over to the State House today. This one senator, he's maybe my
age. Can you give me a specific example?
This one sportscaster, right, was working. They've been here calling game for Colts for many years. They had a intern to come and work and to learn how to be a sports announcer. Our sports announcer, Bob, he said the N-word in passing as just some other sportscaster had used it in that pretext. She got mad and called in on him and got him fired from his job. And they fired her, too, because we're teaching our kids that if you heard a word the N-word, or if you heard somebody talk about slavery or something like that, they're not supposed to do that because that makes you emotionally, that traumatizes you.
Triggers.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the political correctness deal is carrying on so much that you can't even have no fun no more. And that's all because of the Civil Rights Act. It penalizes you for speaking your mind and your thought pattern or something you done many years ago.
I've never hesitated to speak my mind, and I've never been fired from a job, and it certainly wasn't because of the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah, if you have, you know what political correctness, you see people that are losing their jobs over what they say all the time.
Oh, for being assholes.
You want to know what that means? It's in that it's contained in George Wallace's speech he made in '64. But I just say, you young people, you need to buck up and stop being so tender and stop being unrealistic for somebody like Chelsea Gabbard, which is an ignorant person, and Bernie Sanders is a sick old man, and Joe Biden is a lunatic, and who the other boy, Pete, he's got nothing coming. So we need to get behind our champion and rush him on to victory like he's going right now. He's our champion.
Well, who knows? Pete might like to get behind Donald Trump.
Ooh.
I certainly will not. I can't believe that, Larry, thank you for the call. I can't believe that he was actually serious in his support for Donald Trump. Now, Larry has talked extensively here on the show about things that the police have done that's just absolutely horrific. And Trump, all the way, is one of the thin blue line supporter people. He's all about that law and order type of crap. Or at least he claims to be.
He's good friends with Arpaio.
Is he?
Yes, he is. That's right.
He pardoned Arpaio. Was going to...
But is that because he's good friends with him and he agrees with him? Or he just was trying to appease the base who supports Arpaio?
He's friends with him.
Is there a difference? I mean, if he's going to do things to appease the base that likes Arpaio, is there really a difference?
He's a populist. I mean, a lot of what he does is to make his base happy, even though he's been a Democrat his whole life, and I think he has spoken against a lot of these policies. But he's changed his tune in the last 2 years. He really has.
Yeah. But, I mean, does it make a difference what his motivation was and whether or not he was actually like friends or even approved of Joe Arpaio? He still pardoned him. The result is the same.
The result is the same, yes. But in my book, why he made the decision to do so does make a difference.
Okay.
And, of course, he's a populist, and he's a politician, and that's just what these guys do.
Wouldn't all politicians qualify as populists, though?
Not necessarily. I think
maybe your rare Ron Pauls?
Yeah, purists, yes. I think that most of them would fall into that category, but I think that there are exceptions. In fact, if anything, if all they do is preach to their base and go right down the bullet points, for example, Sanders, he is definitely speaking to a certain type of individual, and he just...
Kids who just got out of college.
Kids who got out of college with a lot of debt,
yep,
and no job, and they live in mommy's and daddy's basement. So he's definitely preaching to a certain type. So, yeah, I guess he's a populist as well.
855-450-3733. What do you think about the field of candidates? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong
insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.